Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We're going to talk the next 4 week about wake-up calls. Wake-up calls. And we have many wake-up calls in our lives, don't we? Wake-up calls can be anything from when we suddenly see something in a brand new light, or how about when we suddenly see something that's been there all along? A wake-up call can be used to describe a sign or a warning that alerts us to a dangerous or perhaps even negative behavior on our part. A wake-up call is anything that wakes us up, jolts us out of whatever state of, I don't know, what's the right word?
Being.
Being, lethargy, right? We kind of know when we need a wake-up call. Have you ever had that where you're kind of in auto mode and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm driving the car. Where am I? Why am I here? Where was I going? A wake-up call, isn't it? Wake-up calls get us to act differently, and they get us going. Now, do you know where the term wake-up call came from? I think probably half the people here know where that came from.
An alarm clock,
yes. So when you would go to a hotel and travel, many times there wouldn't be an alarm clock in the hotel. So what you would do is you would call the front desk, and you would say, I would like a wake-up call at whatever the time it was. And then they'd say, okay. And you would hang up the phone. And then whatever time that was in the morning, the phone would ring. You would answer the phone, and they would say, this is your wake-up call. And we would say, thank you. Hang up the phone, and then get up out of bed. Can you believe that they actually used to do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't do that. Does anybody here still use the wake-up call when you travel? No, we have our cell phone. Oh, you do? Oh, awesome. You don't trust yourself with the phone. We have our cell phones now, right? So we can do that. One of my favorite things to do is to ask for 2 wake-up calls. Anybody do that? One for about 10 minutes or 15 minutes later. Yeah, on our phone now, it's called the snooze button. Mm-hmm. And boy, do I love the snooze button. So over the next 4 weeks of Advent, the time in which we remember the promise that Jesus will return, and also remember and prepare for Jesus' birth, we are going to be focusing on the theme of the wake-up call. Today we're going to talk about the wake-up call as far as what time or when. And next week we're going to look at the wake-up call as far as turning around. How? The third week, is it you or who? And the fourth week is, I bet you can guess what this one is. She's what? It's the what wake-up call. So what time? Now, when you go and travel, usually your schedule is a little off, isn't it? So when you ask for the wake-up call, it's not like your normal day when you're going to get up and you know what time you have to set your alarm for. So when you're traveling, you have to figure out what time that you need to get up based on what? What time you need to be ready, right? Wherever that might be. Many times if you're on a business meeting, you'll be like, we'll meet downstairs at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. So in order to figure out what time you need your wake-up call for, there's a whole host of things that you need to figure out. Now, you could probably, in a snap, tell me how long it takes for you to get ready in the morning. But it took you a while to figure that out. Like, you really had to think about how long it would take. Like, for example, I need 30 minutes where I am sitting there doing nothing, drinking coffee. That's just how I am. I need to get up, don't talk to me, I'm going to sit in front of the TV or wherever I am, drink my coffee, and slowly wake up. So I know I need 30 minutes. I need time for a shower. I need time for my hair to dry. Takes a long time for that. I need time to put on makeup. I need time to check my emails, get dressed, go to the bathroom, gather my things together. And if I'm traveling on business or I'm away at a retreat, I need time to call my husband. All of that factored in. So let's say, for example, I now know how much time I need, I'm going to make my wake-up call. This is room 222. I would like a wake-up call for 6 o'clock and, wait, sorry, 5:45 and 6 o'clock. Easy. How do you know and how do you set a wake-up call for the time when Jesus is coming? Well, many are going to say, well, we know Jesus is coming December 25th. It's his birthday, and I can just count backwards, can't I? And we make out our lists, and we do all the things that we need to do to celebrate Jesus' birthday. And by the way, if you don't know when it is, turn on the television, walk into a store. They'll gladly tell you how much time you have. And as a matter of fact, it's gotten so crazy that I think it was last year, everything started the first week of November, right after Halloween. And by week 3, I was so anxious that I wasn't ready. And in all honesty, I have no one to get ready for. You see how it can make us so anxious. But seriously, how do you set a wake-up call for the coming of Jesus? Again, how do we know when to be ready? Jesus knows our concern over this, and he tells us right up front in our gospel message today. But about that day, he's talking about his return, and about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels, who are clearly messengers, nor the Son, nor Jesus himself, only the Father. So it's like Jesus is saying to us, stop worrying about the when. Easier said than done, isn't it? Jesus tells us, I don't even know when that's going to happen. But I do know that if the Father says I'm coming again, I'm coming again. See, Jesus is not concerned about the when, but instead he focuses on our being aware, being watchful, always being ready to live as if that time is right now. My niece is now about 34 years old, but at the time she was about, I'm going to say four or five years old. And we used to have sleepovers, and she would come over my house on a Friday night, sleep over on Friday night, we spend the day together on Saturday, and then I bring her home. So she knew I was coming. I called my sister-in-law, and I said, I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock. Well, things happen at work. It was a Friday, and I couldn't get out. And I kept saying to my boss, what time? I have to give this child a time. What time? What time? He's like, stop asking me what time. I don't know when this gets resolved. So I called up my sister-in-law and I said, listen, I just have to let you know I'm running late at work. I don't know how long this is going to be, but I am coming. And she said, okay. So she went to my niece and she said, listen, Aunt Mare is running late at work. And she said, is she coming? No. First she said, when? And my sister-in-law said, I don't know what time. And she said, but is she coming? And she said, yes. And she said, okay. And she went off and did her stuff. So I showed up at about 7:30, 8 o'clock that night. I was supposed to be there at 4. And I didn't know that my niece was getting ready since 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And when I opened that door, there she was sitting on the couch. She had a hat, scarf, gloves, jacket, her little bag. She jumped off the couch, came running over to me and said, okay, I'm so glad you're here. I'm ready. Let's go. My sister-in-law said, I want to tell you about her day. You see, when she first thought that you were going to be coming earlier, she was all set. She had everything all set, and she was sitting there. And then she realized I told her you weren't going to be there for a while, and you didn't know when you were coming. And she said, okay. And so she watched TV. But she'd watch television, and she'd look at the door. And she'd watch television, and she'd look at the door. And she said, and then you would call. And you would call, and you would say, listen, I'm still here. We're getting closer. I don't know what time. And I go over and say, Aunt Mary just called, and she said that she's coming, that she doesn't know when she's going to be here. And so she would say, or Aunt Mary's coming, or she's running late. What time? She'd say she doesn't know. But is she coming? Yes. She'd say, okay. And then she would do things, and she'd play with her little sister. And she'd play with her little sister, but she would always be like, we have to be quiet, because she wanted to listen for my car. But she was playing with her sister. And she said it was probably one of the better times that they played together. And she's listening for my car. And then the phone would ring again, and it would be me. And it would be the same thing. I don't know what time. I know it's getting closer, but I don't know what time. And so the same routine would go through with her again. And at the very end, when my sister-in-law would say, but she's coming, she'd say, okay. And my sister-in-law said, well, you need to eat now, because I don't think you're going to be eating with Aunt Mare. Okay. So she sat at the table, and she would look out the window while she was eating. No one could block that window, because she knew the way I would drive down. And then, as the time for her felt like it was drawing closer, she went and sat on the couch, all dressed and ready. You see, here's what she knew. Her Aunt Mare was coming. She didn't know when, but she was ready. She was watching. She was doing the things that she would normally do, but still focused on listening, on looking, on seeing. But she knew her Aunt Mare was coming, because her Aunt Mare always kept her word. But more importantly, she knew that when her aunt came, it was going to be the best time in her life. Because it always was. And she would hear stories about what it's like to go over to Aunt Mary's house. That's what it is for us as we wait for Christ. We hear the stories. They're all over the Bible. And we know that Christ is coming again. So what do we do while we're waiting? Because Jesus doesn't tell us when, but just that Christ is coming. That Jesus, the one who went to the cross for us, the one who suffers with us, the one who died, who forgives our sins, the reconciler, the one who God raised from the dead, who gives new life to us now, is coming. We just don't know when. So what do? We go about what we do in the full knowledge that God is coming again. We are watchful, we wait, and we live out the new life that we've been given today. We may ask the question together. Is he coming? Yes. What time? When is he coming? I don't know. This is Jesus speaking to you. But are you coming? Yes. Okay. Amen.